Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. We are online. Welcome, everybody. Guess what? I am back. It's been a minute, right? I know you have not seen me so long, wondering if I was still around. I am. But remember the last time you saw me, I mentioned that I'm going to make sure that I have people to come and share some information with you from my clients. So guess what? Today's the day, right? For those of you who don't know me, I am Dr. Daphne. Welcome back to Parallelogram Institute. Yay! Guess what? Today we're going to talk about how you, my friend, my cohort, educators, I know a lot of you are leaving, right? Guess what? I have some tips. I have a great, fantastic guest that one of my clients, I want to show you how you literally can leverage the same passion, the same love you have in teaching in your classroom. You could take it to the business world and impact somebody else's life. But I'm going to let him tell you, and I'm going to do some when we come back after this fantastic introduction. Are you guys ready? Because you know the only way I do things is fun. So about that, because it's been a minute. As you can tell, I forgot some of these buttons are very sensitive. Well, guess what? I know we only have a little bit of a minute. We're gonna be here very quick. We're not gonna take too long. So I want you to basically pause whatever you're doing and take your time to listen to this gentleman right here. He has such an incredible story, but he's not gonna go through it very much. He's just going to do something so you know who he is and what he has overcome. And he and I are gonna talk about how you as an educator can leverage your teaching experience into the business world. So everybody, I want you to introduce you to Mr. Will Baptist. Guess what? Will, what about you tell this wonderful audience of mine who you are and why is it that you're so wonderful and how I have you on my podcast? Because you know I'm the one, and my people, my educators, or their student love, and they're going to love this story. Go ahead, tell them who you are.
Absolutely. And if you don't know about Dr. Daphne, listen, you don't know who you are. Because I met Dr. Daphne a little while ago, and we quickly bonded. And here we are today. I became one of her clients. Why? Because there was something, and there were so many people that I could go with, but there's something about Dr. Daphne, the way the educator part of her, it's really prevalent and you can see it. Hello, everybody. My name is Will Baptist, and I am the CEO and founder of Will to Rise. And you may ask yourself, what is Will to Rise and what's the purpose and the vision? Simply to tell you that I and my team, we empower men to rise mentally, physically, and financially. And as an educator, first of all, I believe we are all educators. If you have children, you are doggone know that you are the first educator that your children will encounter. And as I go around and help men, and I say, you know what? It is good to have passion, but how can I turn my passion into money? Yeah. At the end of the day, we are here to make a living. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, Dr. Daphne, to speak about the education as an educator. So back to you, Dr. Daphne. Thank you very much.
All right. So, well, we're just going to have a little conversation, right? Because our people want to know, for real, can I make some money can my education or my experience as impacting young people in the classroom, can I take that same thing to adult and into the business world, right? So what do you think? How, you know, you mentioned me as an educator. How have I used that to really hone into your needs? You know, that's what we do best.
Well, absolutely. And I do believe as an educator, you have to know the needs of wherever you are going to want to help. Because frankly, let's face it, we cannot help everyone and everyone are not for us. And how do you cater? Because what I find in education, especially in the education system, it's like a one size fits all. But not every children, not every adult learn the same way. So what I find fascinating is a way, you know, as an educator, but you are able to take whatever it is that you teach and to bring it to me where I'm at to be able to connect with you. And that's the part that I really love because it just works for me. So that's what I like really about your style and the way that you educate children, but also adults.
Oh, I love that. One of the other concerns sometimes is that when I'm talking to some of my clients, other educators, they're like, well, business is different than classroom. Business is, you know, like you said, adult or different than the youth. And you noticed, like, I shared an article with you earlier, right? Did you get a chance to see your top 8 reasons that teachers are leaving, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, can you imagine? You're not respected as a professional.
This is what kills me. This is probably one of the most important profession that exists, because out of education, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have a president, we have prime minister, but yet they are disregarded. They are being disrespected. I do not understand that. I do not understand for the life of me, how can that be? But that's the reality. That's the reality. And here's the thing about education. When people are talking about the classroom, well, guess what? The cosmos is a classroom. Exactly. It's just a bigger classroom. And we are all students, right?
Right.
And you know a great teacher by their ability to learn. So to me, the classroom is no different than the cosmos. So it's just to say that going from the classroom to becoming an independent educator is just a matter of a shift. Right. But the shift had to start in your head first, in your mind, so you can take it out of the classroom into the world. And that's what you've been doing greatly. And I know people can really, really benefit from your education. And here's the thing. People think that when educators leave the classroom, mm-hmm. they are quitting on the children. They all quit now. Quite the contrary.
Yes. I'm glad you said that, because, you know, some of us, we hear that a lot. I can't believe you leave these kids, you know. So, and then that guilt for those of us who love teaching, I know that's something I suffer with even now, and I figure out how to get myself back into school, because that guilt is still there. I'm leaving the kids behind because, you know, I love teaching itself, right? I love the fact that I have an opportunity to be in front of the young people, you know, to impact them in some way. As they learn, I'm learning. As they grow, I'm growing, right? So leaving, when I left that behind, it broke my heart, right? It literally broke my heart, which took me a while to catch my momentum in business, because my heart was broken. I was still like, oh, my kids, my students. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't fully mentally present in the business world. And it took me a shift. So for me, for those of you that are afraid and thinking that you're going to fail, yeah, that's possible. I told you that before. You heard me talk about it. Failure is definitely inevitable. If you didn't fail at it, I don't think you're in business.
But I'm glad that you mentioned that, because failure, quote unquote, is the precursor for success. The only time you will fail if you quit. And remember, fail as an acronym is first attempt in learning.
Wow. You know, teachers will love that.
First attempt in learning. So just go for it. Just go for it, because you will never know until you try. It's just like having a parachute on your back. And you're close to the cliff, yeah. And you're afraid to jump because you know, you're not sure if the parachute is going to open. Well, if it doesn't open, you get some cuts and bruises. But if it does open, could you imagine the bird's eye view that you're going to have? Right? Yeah. So just take a look at faith. And that's what we're all doing, especially as entrepreneurs or business owners or what have you. It's all about taking a leap of faith. It's about also taking having faith in yourself and bet on yourself to say, you know what? I may not know what the road is going to look like, but I will not know until I get on the road. And it may be smooth, and you may have some barricades. You may have some turns, but at the end of the day, you will have that experience, and you will know what it's like, and you'll be able to transmit that to other people.
Imagine, right? You know how sometimes we as teachers, they give us a list of students at the beginning of the year. We have no choice. We have them. They are students. It's completely different. Everybody doing business. Guess why? You get to pick to work with somebody like him. You get to pick your list of the people that you sit in front, that you spend time with. What do we call that in business, sir?
You caught me off guard.
When you pick to work with somebody you want, when you want, the way you want.
You want how you want. So that's the thing. And I do not want to minimize an educator that sit in the classroom, because business is not for everybody.
Right.
And that's okay. But look at the flip side of going on business. You get to choose your own people that you want to talk to. Because again, as I said earlier, you can't educate everybody. Not everybody's for you. But you get to choose based on your own energy, vibration, and synchronicity. You get to choose that. You get to have your power back. No one can tell you when to come to class, what time to come to class, the curriculum that you have to abide by. And you can just say bye-bye anytime you want to. And that's the beauty.
Yeah, sorry. My pet peeve is when we have to take leave, we have to leave a lesson plan that this sub don't even follow. Guess what? When you're in business, you could cancel the appointment and reschedule. They're not going to ask you where's the sub plan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, I'm laughing because that's the reality of our work. There's some nuances people who've not been in a classroom miss as a professional now. Mm. I don't feel like talking. I schedule an appointment with Will. Something came up. I sent him a text. Hey, my apologies. We will have to reschedule. Guess what you said? What do you say?
Hey, no problem. And please let me know when. I'll send you my availability. Or please send me your availability. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to be educated. It's just going to be today.
Nah, it's going to be now. Did we ask for a substitute person to talk to?
Not at all. Obviously, you know what? Quite frankly, I probably don't want a substitute because I want you. That's why you pick me and I pick you. So right. I don't want a substitute. Absolutely right. Not.
That's the article, and I will share it on the Facebook. It's I don't know how, because the last time I did that, Facebook put me in jail. But I like to back up some of the information that I read about and getting ready for our podcast here. It was it's Teacher's Best, I think, is the website that I follow and I read. They share top 8 reason. One of them was burnout, right? But now, do you experience that somewhat as a business person, Will? A little bit of burnout, or no? Do you do your best to create some kind of balance to avoid it?
You know what? I am not gonna lie. As a young entrepreneur, yes, because I thought more was better. Mm-hmm. I had to grind. I don't use that word anymore because every time that I hear the word grind, I feel like okay, I'm gonna be broken in pieces. And the word chase, I don't chase anything anymore because anytime that you chase something, it's because it's running away from you. So I'm attracting things. You understand what I'm saying? Yep. But now as a seasoned, I wouldn't say veteran, as a seasoned entrepreneur, I realize now less is better. That's number one. Number two, I know how to create balance. I know how to retreat. You know, as a soldier, I know when to retreat to say, you know what? I need to take time for myself. I need to regenerate. I need to recharge my battery if you want me to be cut, to be at my 100%. And here's another thing. Educators, please do not charge less so you can have more clients. Charge more so you can attract the right client and you can show for your client. I remember, and I'm going to land my plane as the buzzword and Clubhouse.
Right.
I remember there was a time that I used to charge client, X amount of, money for a session. And I tripled that amount and I explained why. And I kid you not, the client say, even if you were to quadruple it, I would not hesitate because I understand why you're tripling. So right. my approach was, if I reduce the amount of clients that I take, I would have more time to sleep. I'll have more time to take care of myself. Therefore, I will show up better for you. So that's right. Why I'm charging you triple. And it was just a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer offer because the client understand me having a well-balanced life, ultimately, is going to be better for them.
Great. Now, we'll slightly touch on a problem I think new entrepreneurs have, right? How much do we charge? We're not going to go into depth right now for today, right? That's one of the topics I want to cover in our Facebook group. This is why it's very important for you to join that group. Because right now we're getting ready to come to a close in our conversation. So in our Facebook group where Teachers as Boss, we're going to cover the different part of the business plan. Sometimes completing a paper is all well and good. Now taking that to actual action plan is something completely different. So what I do, I go in the back of business. Literally, I work with solopreneur, the one that their business is so crazy. And they're using the word like grinding. They're chasing after the client because they gotta make a sale, right? You're charging less thinking that they'll make it affordable for them because you want people to come. These are the topics we cover in our Facebook group. These are the strategies and the tips we're gonna make sure that you have at your hand, because as an educator leaving from classroom to entrepreneur, there is a learning curve. Even though you possess the skills, but you have to know how to shift the language from one to the other. And you have to be able to charge the right, find the right person, do and deliver whatever it is that you're doing the right way. You have to build a tech infrastructure, and that's what I'm an expert at, right? Let me come in. I'm going to help you put your business foundation together and your tech processes together. So now, as we close, because we're coming close to that time for us to leave, do you have anything you could help the educators transition into entrepreneurship? Will?
Yes, absolutely. And I've done that several times. What can we do is to help them with the blueprint, find out their mission, their vision, and find out why they want to do it. Because a lot of time people are doing things, the right things for the wrong reason.
Right.
And it's really to do an assessment to find out exactly why you want to do it and what is a long, short-term, long-term goal to see if I'm a good fit for you, just like I had to do with Dr. Daphne, to see if I'm a good fit for her and also right. to see if she's a good fit for me. So I think all that, we have to take into account. So we do help people. And, I would be more than happy to leave my information. And so that way you guys can get in contact with me. And we'll just sit down for about 30 minutes. We'll do a free assessment to see if we can, if my team and I can help. How my team and I can better serve you.
Right. So as you are talking about what it is that you do, can you tell me what you have going on for the next 3 months? And so that way the people can get in contact with you. Yes. They can get it.
I'm excited to say that my book, Will to Rise,
yes.
the masterpiece that I'm working on right now is in the editing process. And however, I do have two ebooks that are out already. You can check that out on meetwilltorise.com. And Dr. Daphne and I are working on a big summit that I'm excited about. There's a lot of great things in the pipeline. All you got to do is just stay connected.
Right.
Because if you stay connected, then you're going to have all the juicy, all the things that are going to happen, prior to being released, you're going to be the first one to know about okay. that. So check it out, meetwilltorise.com.
Good job. Thank you, Will. Now, everybody, as you very well know, I have a Facebook group. right now, what we're working at is getting you into the group. That's what the key important. That's the only thing I need you to do. Is the link is going to be in the description and message. Once you click on that, we're going to start sharing some of these amazing tips. You're going to see more people like Will into the group. And the sole purpose that I'm gathering all these experts is to help you out. Okay, so do not miss it. As Will said, get connected, join me. Also, you can follow me on IG under my name. You can follow my page also under my name on Parallelogram Institute. We have a YouTube channel that you can follow. That interview is going to be posted in here. I'm pretty much in social media. Once you search my name, you could be able to connect with me very easily. And at the end of this video, I'm also going to put some of that information for you so you'd be easily accessible to you. All right, everybody, we're going to get Will back up. We're going to say goodbye. Any last word, my brother?
Yes, absolutely. Remember, education starts at home. It does not start in the classroom. It starts at home. So just be mindful of that. Be mindful of that.
So let's, teachers, you can make money. I know I didn't say that word, but guess what? We can make money. So we're going to talk with you soon for today's Turn It Up Thursday. So we want you to turn it up. Do the last thing you need to do before the weekend, because I know you're going to be tired, and I'm going to want you to take time off. All right? I'll see you on Sunday. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply these success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.